Greetings from John Paul Jones Arena, and welcome to another edition of the Virginia Athletics Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff White, from VirginiaSports.com. We're 2 days away from the home opener for UVA football, and my guest today is the person who is charged with making sure the field at Scott Stadium is in great shape for this and all the Hoos' other home games, and that is Jesse Pritchard. Jesse, thanks for joining the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So got up into the 90s today with high humidity. You do most of your work outside. You ready for a little fall weather?
I don't do well in warm weather. sweat through, I think, two shirts today, but we have Scott Stadium almost fully painted and ready to go. We were a little conservative with the hurricane that is going to miss
that
us now.
Been, yeah.
But we got things painted early, and field's in great shape, ready to go for the Hoos.
So your title is Sports Turf Manager for UVA Athletics. You've been here 14 years, I think.
Is it 14?
Yeah, 2005.
2005,
right?
Yeah.
Has the job changed much during that time?
I think expectations maybe have changed. When I first got here, I think baseball was maintained at a fairly high level. Softball wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've just elevated the game, so to speak, a little bit with the facilities. I think social media now, you guys are everywhere taking pictures
right
every day. So if we're off our game a little bit, the Twitter world knows. So maybe that's changed a little bit. Being in everybody's eyes more than seven times a year. That's one of the big things.
Speaking of social media, I went on your Twitter page and you had posted a slow motion video of turf being aerated. You said you only did it because it's something that seems to be expected of turf managers these days.
Yeah, it was a sarcasm
post,
obviously, which you got to be careful with on Twitter because everybody doesn't have your brand of comedy. But yeah, it's so I basically, like everybody does, right? They follow their industry. So
right,
the industry leaders, everybody from minor league, major league, NFL, MLS guys. So we follow them all to see what everybody's doing. It's
right,
educational as can be. And everybody's open and honest about it. You know, we're not trying to keep trade secrets from anybody. We want, you know, a rising tide floats all ships. So
exactly.
I think everybody just wants to help everybody.
So you have a bachelor's degree in ornamental horticulture and landscape design from the University of Tennessee with an emphasis on turf management. What got you interested in this field? Were you the kid who had the lawn cutting business when you were a boy?
I was that kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pushing a lawnmower around at 11 years old. I joked that for many years until I accepted this job, I was a wealthier middle schooler than I was a young adult. So I was that kid, helped my grandmother with her garden, always kind of like growing things. Knew that I could get scholarships if I went into the College of Agriculture at the University mm-hmm. of Tennessee, like that they're very well funded. And with my grades at the time, I could get some of those.
Right.
Not necessarily engineering. So started out, didn't know if I was going to do golf course, didn't know if I was going to do sports fields, painted that end zone in Neyland Stadium for the first time.
Wow.
And just looked up and 108,000 people on game day.
Right.
And, that was it. That was it. I was doing sports turf.
So is it safe to assume that the Pritchard family has the nicest yard and nicest garden in Charlottesville?
It is not safe to assume that.
Do you like to leave it at the offer, or do you go home?
I work too hard all day long I've joked before that, you know, there's the chefs that work all day long and go home and eat ramen noodles in the evening or whatever, right? But no, I mean, we have a nice yard. It's 2 acres, so more work than I probably need to have. But it's not maintained at the level of Scott Stadium or Davenport Field or Klotner.
There you go. Your office, like mine, used to be in University Hall, which is no more. Where are you and your staff based now?
So with the Davenport expansion into Disharoon Park,
mm-hmm.
They dedicated it. It's super nice. It's been in the works for a long time. They dedicated about 2,000 square feet of space, maybe a little bit more than that, actually, maybe 3,000 square feet of space. There's an office in there for me, and we've got a locker, little locker area for mm-hmm. the guys on the staff. And we store most of our equipment up there. Unfortunately, it was not designed to hold all of our equipment. It was designed for baseball equipment. And then, lo and behold, U-Haul's coming down quick.
Right.
Which is where a lot of our equipment was stored. So we're still in the scattering mode of hiding some pieces of equipment here and there. But it's super nice, and I appreciate the heck out of Brian O'Connor and his staff for making sure that we had that space.
You have a lot of equipment to work with.
Yeah.
Do you maintain that yourself, or does
most
are there people in facilities who help with that?
No. We do things ourselves, or we send it out if we can't. You know, we try to be respectful and as frugal as we can be of the athletic departments and our donors. Basically.
Right.
So we try to do things as economically as we can.
So how about giving a shout out to your assistants? Who is on your crew now?
Oh, yeah. I have Phil Bathelon, who mm-hmm. is he's got a degree in turf from UMass Amherst, I think. Chris Pugh is another assistant who lives here locally mm-hmm. and just a rock star, big picture guy, sees it all, has joined us over the last 2 years. A new employee, Luke Rogers, who is a recent graduate of UVA, who worked with us as a student, and is now coming on full time. Fun fact, his dad was the head groundskeeper before me.
Really?
So he's now on staff.
So it's in his blood.
It must be in his blood. He's got a UVA degree. I had to ask his dad if he'd let me hire him.
So before we focus on football, because it is football season, how about you run through all the facilities that you guys are responsible for maintaining the turf on?
Sure. All of the grounds for athletics. So I'll start with the athletic fields. So we have the indoor George Wells Center, the outdoor practice football field, the McHugh fields. Those are synthetic turf. We have.
Yeah. What do you do on? Obviously, you're not cutting the synthetic
turf. No, but
what do you do to maintain that?
So they have rubber and sand infill into mm-hmm. Plastic fibers. Well, that rubber and sand will move around. So every week or two, we're out there brooming and, like, tining mm-hmm. the grass to try to level out that rubber and sand. And quarterly, we'll take a machine that maybe takes the top half inch of material out, filters it through just to clean up any trash or debris or whatever that has gotten on the fields. So less work, more expensive,
mm-hmm.
Not preferred by Bronco right now. So
no. I know he likes grass.
Yeah.
And grass is coming.
Grass is coming. But I'll get back to it. So Davenport Field or Dish Room Park, Clockner Stadium. The new softball facility. We're going to continue to maintain the park, which is our old softball facility. Lanigan Field. The inner track.
Now, do you do not only at the park, not only the softball portion of it?
Just our varsity field.
Okay.
There's a separate group that work for intramurals
yep.
that takes care of some of those other fields. And then Scott Stadium and lower turf field hockey field a new grass practice field, Perry Field,
yep.
That the university just built. It's very nice.
In the spring and the summer, the football team practices occasionally across the street at Lambeth Field.
Yeah.
Does someone else take care of those fields, or is that you?
It's a combination. I work with the intramural director of grounds, and we kind of share responsibility with that.
Okay. So the first home football game is Friday night, 8 o'clock, against William & Mary. This is an unusual week in that the game is on Friday and not Saturday, but what is your work week been like, and what is it typically like during football season when there's a home game? How much time are you over at the stadium?
I tell you, it's probably, it's probably four guys, basically 8 hours, 3 days
mm-hmm.
to paint, to go and place all of our logos out, to paint all the lines, the hash marks, the numbers. I mean, we've streamlined it and gotten it a little faster. It's kind of one of those things. You can take as much time to get something perfect.
Right.
Or you can cut some corners here and there because we're at Davenport Field or we're at the park or we're painting for a soccer game or whatever. But to do it right, it's four guys, three full days.
Wow.
So what is that, 100 hours?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what it takes.
So where are you during the game? Do you get to enjoy the game and watch it, or are there occasions when you're summoned out to the field to fix something?
Not yet. In those 14 seasons. We're responsible for the south end zone net going up and down for field goals. So
By the hill? Nope,
that's the north end zone. That one stays up. That one stays up permanently. But the one in the south end zone, we pull up and down. So me and my crew, that's essentially the only in-game responsibilities. You know, we also set up the field. We put the sideline covers, the benches, trash cans out. And that's all done about 4 hours prior to game time.
So what time do you get to the stadium on game day for an 8 p.m. game?
We'll have a regular day. I mean, we'll be in at 7 a.m. Working. We've already painted the field, and it's going to start to continue to grow the next 2 days, and we'll mow some paint out. So we'll probably be repainting things on Friday prior to the game.
So the game ends. The players and coaches head to their locker rooms. The fans head home. What do you and your crew do once the field is cleared?
So we clean up the sideline covers, depending upon the schedule, right? Depending upon the schedule, we will stay after, clean up all the trash, all everything, get the field clean. We will mow pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Just to try to push those divots back in. And if we're going to be overseeding with ryegrass, we'll mow, blow. We may mow, blow, seed, fertilize. I mean, we may be there 3.5 hours after the game time, depending, because, you know, we're trying to do something with a plant, with grass, that it doesn't want to do in nature.
Yeah, that quickly,
so,
right?
So, yeah, like, to get grass seed up and, you know, look good in 7 days or in 8 days, rather, for our first to second game is, you know, we're doing some funny things to try to trick Mother Nature into making her work for us.
You keep an eye on other fields a lot. Do you watch watch TV games?
We have grouped all the groundskeepers are on like gigantic group text, just talking smack about each other or giving each other props. Like we're all watching everybody's work. It really pushes everybody.
That's it. So the last home football game of a season, usually sometime in late November. What do you do to the field? Do you do something immediately? Do you just walk away from it, come back in the spring? Or, you know, what's the process of from the end of one season to getting it ready for the next season?
So we grow two grasses. We have Bermuda grass, and we overseed ryegrass into it. We have 3 games in a row to finish our season, basically, this year, which is scary for a groundskeeper because grass doesn't grow in November.
Yeah, that time of year.
Yeah,
right.
So we'll use grow covers. So some material that we'll put over the field that kind of traps the sun's radiation overnight and hopefully keeps it a little warmer. The Bermuda grass, we're in a weird place called the transition zone where Bermuda grass doesn't grow well and ryegrass doesn't grow well. So we have to battle both of them. And hopefully, so we may keep a grow cover out most of the winter to try to protect it from those close to zero temperatures that we can get at times. And then really, I mean, we'll just... Once the growing season starts, which is probably around March 21, things will start to wake up a little bit. We'll start fertilizing and doing some things. We'll get it ready for the spring game, and then once the spring game's over, we'll kill the ryegrass, and we'll just start top dressing and aerifying and fertilizing and really work to get that Bermuda grass back to where we are now.
So during the season, how are you checking the weather forecast all the time?
Yeah.
Do you want it to rain periodically, or is it easier for you?
I mean, rain is great, but I can also give it to it with irrigation.
Yeah.
So, rain all you want. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Leave me Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday to paint.
Exactly. What's your favorite part of the job?
I like the variety. I like the variety. I could never be a Major League Baseball groundskeeper. Do Groundhog Day
just do that.
Every day. Like, it's the same thing. Every day you go in and it's repetitive. I mean, we've got all of the sports that we're responsible for. You know, I'm talking with Julie Myers, you know, 1 minute, and to Joe Harden the next for softball, or Brian O'Connor, or you know, it's just it's dealing with personalities, which I really like. I like the fact that we create something. You know, I like the fact that people admire it to a certain point. I love walking in on a Saturday morning in October when the field's completely done, the stadium's empty, it's 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's perfect. Like, I love that. That might be the best part before they tear it up.
I have been with you in Omaha. That's kind of a nice reward for you, isn't it? Because you get to watch someone else do the field. You get to be a fan at the game. You know, it's been a great season at that point, and you know, you're there to relax and enjoy, and not necessarily to work, or at least work.
I don't have any responsibilities. Like, it's that. Look, this athletic department. I've got a great job. Like, and I'm very grateful because me and my crew are appreciated. Like, they understand the work that we put in, and being able to go with the baseball team to Omaha is. What a treat. What a treat.
It is. What's the most challenging part of your job?
The same thing that I like is dealing with all those everybody. And you know, everybody's and to their own credit, I mean, they're all trying to win. Like,
right.
It's about my program, which we work for
all the
many programs. So that's hard. And our staff is adequate, but not tremendously staffed, so we push hard. Like when we come in at 7 a.m we push hard until it's time to go home, which you know can be 3:30 in the summer sometimes, or could be 1:30 a.m on a Friday night home football game.
You mentioned the softball stadium, which is taking shape, you know, before our eyes. In addition, in 2020 there will be 2 new grass practice fields for football, you know, in what was a lot of the U-Haul footprint. You get excited about knowing you're going to have something new and different to work with in a case like that.
Yeah.
And the master plan, as that evolves, that's going to, you know, you'll be right in the middle of that.
We've got a great administration right now that understands the value of and safety of natural grass, truly over synthetic grass, and I'm not here to beat that drum, but you know, it's preferred by athletes. NFLPA comes up with a questionnaire about it every year, and it's natural grass. So I've been here 14 years. We've had a lot of the same fields, right? So, bam, new challenge. Like, I'm not saying that I was walking through it like I had it all down pat, because I don't. It's groundskeeping. You never can. But yeah, it's exciting that to have 2 new grass practice fields that are going to need to be intensely maintained. So that'll be a challenge, and yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Let me ask you about a couple big events at the stadium that had an impact on you and your crew. The more recent of the two, the concert for Charlottesville was at Scott Stadium on September 24th, 2017. 2 weeks later, UVA hosted Duke in football at the stadium.
Yep.
And then back in 2009, U2 played a show at the stadium. They had a monstrous stage and set up. You know, 9 days later, there was another home game here. How big a challenge was that for you? I mean, you re-sided, didn't you, at least one of those cases?
Yeah, so in the concert for Charlottesville, we only re-sided basically the load-in road.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be on the visitor team sideline, basically, coming out of the tunnel all the way down to the north end zone. So we re-sided that area just from vehicular traffic that needed to be re-sided. U2, we knew going into it, like, it was planned. They were going to kill the field, and we're going to re-sod it. Nobody wants to do this, but this is the industry this is how things are moving. These stadiums are too big and too expensive to not be...
To only use them.
To be used 7 days a year. You know, it's going to happen more and more to create revenue for everybody.
I mean, didn't you two start setting up like Tuesday of that week or something, start putting up the stage?
It was a long time. I can't remember.
It was something I remember because I'd drive by and it'd be a little bigger every day. I don't know if the concert for Charlottesville loaded in quite as early, but you two was there for a long time.
The concert for Charlottesville was a more mobile lighter footprint stage that they place in center field of most of the MLB stadiums.
Yeah.
That, you know, really there's not a lot of damage from those. You can see the little squares where maybe the bracing is, but they're pretty safe to put on fields. The U2 stage in 2009 was a completely different beast.
That was. Well, never a dull moment in your business, I guess.
No.
Or those things keep it interesting and challenging.
Yeah, very much so.
So, well, the weather forecast, knock on wood, for Charlottesville at least, looks good for Friday night. So we'll hope it stays that way. I know that'd be good for you.
That would be great. Let's do it and go get William and Mary.
All right, good. Well, thanks for joining me, and good luck this season.
Yep. Thank you, Jeff.
Football is not the only game in town this weekend. For information and schedules on all our teams, visit virginiasports.com and follow us on Twitter. The main account is @VirginiaSports. We'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos.